This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Rocket attacks hit critical infrastructure and residential buildings in 10 regions of Ukraine Thursday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia unleashed the massive attack. Officials reported at least 6 deaths Thursday in the largest such nighttime attack in 3 weeks. The Russian-held Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine has lost all external power supply as a result of those missile attacks and is running on diesel generators, the UN Atomic Watchdog confirmed. International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi says it's the 6th time this has happened, and soon their luck will run out.
This cannot go on. I am astonished by the complacency. Yes, the complacency. What are we doing to prevent this from happening?
Nuclear plants need constant power to run cooling systems and avoid a meltdown. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with U.S. Secretary of State Lloyd Austin on Thursday to discuss Iran's nuclear weapons threat and other key regional issues.
We have a common agenda to prevent it from acquiring nuclear weapons and preventing Iran's aggression, maintaining the security and prosperity of this region, and seeking to expand the circle of peace.
Netanyahu had to be airlifted to the country's main international airport after throngs of cars and protesters prevented him from driving there. The demonstrations are part of nationwide protest underway for more than 2 months against Netanyahu and his government's contentious plan to overhaul the judiciary. Austin's schedule was rearranged to keep his engagements close to the airport. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.